Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey guys, welcome into Keep It About Ball from ZBR. Daily sports betting talk with me, Zach of ZBR. I'm an amateur bettor and a casual fan, so please do not take this as official advice. I'm just here to share my betting journey. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show on YouTube at ZBR Sports so we can grow our channel and hit our goal of 50 subscribers. And as always, thank you guys for listening. And happy Sunday, everyone. I am here once again to talk some sports and sports betting with you. I, of course, am Zach Mays of ZBR Sports. This little podcast network we're trying to build from the ground up. If you guys wouldn't mind, please go give us a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts, subscribe on YouTube, all that good stuff. It would really help a lot more than you might think. 0-3-day betting. We'll jump into that here in a couple minutes, but first let's dive into these scores from last night. The Wizards beat the Pistons in what was a true shit bowl. Final here was 118-104. The Knicks beat the... The Knicks beat the Heat handily, 125-109. Jimmy Butler had 28-8-4. That's a mouthful to say. And Jalen Brunson finished with 32-5-8. Nuggets outlast the Embiid-less 76ers, 111-105. The Nuggets had three players over 20 points here, and the Sixers were led by Paul Reed and Kelly Oubre Jr. The Nets beat the Rockets 106-104 in a mid-off. Cam Thomas was the only player in the game with more than 20 points, having 37. The Clippers railed my Celtics 115-96. The score, even though it's not close, was a lot worse than that going into the fourth quarter. They were down by about 40 going into the fourth, so... they mounted a little bit of some pride, a bit of a pride comeback there, but yeah. The Jazz beat the LaMelo-less Hornets. Jazz got solid efforts from everyone, including Lauri Markkanen, of course, who had a 33-point double-double. P.J. Washington of the Hornets had 43 points. Bucks throttled the Pelicans 141-114. Bucks had four players over 20 points, including, of course, Giannis, who himself had a 30-point double-double. The mid, soon-to-be bounce from the first-round T-Wolves dropped a game to the Spurs, 113-112. San Antonio had a solid night, out as pretty much a whole team. Wemby had 23-10-6. Anthony Edwards of the Timberwolves finished with 32-6-12. Another high-scoring game for the... Another high-scoring game for the Warriors, as they fall to the Lakers 145-144. LeBron had a massive triple-double, 36-20-12 is what he finished with. AD and D'Lo both almost scored 30 points. 6 out of 9 Lakers that played as well scored in double digits. You know, I don't know why I don't have any numbers here pulled up for the Warriors here. Let me go back to that real quick. I'll pull them up right here. Got it. Let's see what the Warriors did. Okay, Steph Curry, I'm glad I did, because Steph Curry had 46 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists. Draymond Green, who got the start last night, had 8 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists. Jonathan Kuminga been balling lately, 22 points, 9 boards, 2 assists. Really good. Thompson, 24 points, 4 assists, 4 boards. He didn't shoot the ball the best, though. Okay, and so in the last NBA game of the night, the Kings beat the Mavs 120-115. De'Aaron Fox had 34, 4 and 5. Grant Williams, of all people, had 27, 8 and 3. And Luka had 28, 10 and 17. Grant Williams also shot 7 of 10 from 3, That's a nice night for a Grant Williams there. Excuse me. Over in Hockey Land, the Bruins beat the Flyers 6-2. The Stars beat the Capitals 5-4. The Oilers beat the Predators 4-1. The Sabres beat the Sharks 5-2. The Rangers beat the Senators 7-2. The Lightning beat the Devils 6-3. The Penguins beat the Canadiens 3-2. The Hurricanes defeat the Coyotes 3-1. And the Maple Leafs go on the road and beat the Jets 4-2. The Panthers beat the Islanders 3-2. The Red Wings beat the Golden Knights 5-2. The Ducks beat the Wild 3-2. The Flames beat the Blackhawks 1-0. And the Canucks beat the Blue Jackets 5-4. Over in men's college hoops, kind of a busy night here. Number 4, Houston beat Kansas State 74-52. Number 14, Marquette beat Seton Hall 75-57. Number 23, Iowa State beat number 7, Kansas 79-75. Bad night to be a Kansas sports fan, I suppose. Ah, fuck. That means the Chiefs... No, I'm not even going to say that out loud. Oh, my gosh. Damn it. Number 3, North Carolina beat Florida State 75-68. Number 20, Texas Tech beat number 11, Oklahoma 85-84. Number 21, BYU beat Texas 84-72. Number 10, Illinois beat Indiana 70-62. Mississippi State upset number 8, Auburn 64-58. Number 12, Duke beat Clemson 72-71. TCU upset number 15, Baylor 105-102. That's a lot of points for a college game. Sheesh. I thought Baylor was supposed to be a defensive team. I don't know. Maybe that was a couple of years ago. Excuse me. Number 18, Utah State beat Boise State 90-84. Wyoming beat number 24, Colorado State 79-76. Colorado State losing these ranked games, or ranked team losing these games a lot lately, it feels like. Well, I guess that was women's college hoops. They did that yesterday. Anyways, number 9, Arizona beat Oregon 87-78. Number 5, Tennessee beat Vanderbilt 75-62. Number 6, Kentucky beat Arkansas. Boo. Boo them beating Arkansas. Go. Go Hogs. 63-57. Richmond beat number 16, Dayton 69-64. And number 17, Creighton beat DePaul 85-62. Over in women's college hoops last night, number 5, Iowa beat Nebraska 92-73. Number 24, West Virginia beat Iowa State 84-78. Number 10, Texas beat Cincinnati 67-50. Number 4, Kansas State beat BYU 67-65. At least someone held it down for Kansas last night. Number 17, Gonzaga beat San Francisco 73-54, and number 15, Notre Dame beat number 8, UConn, 82-67. Over in some PGA Tour action. Okay, checking out these scores. Some shakeup from yesterday, from where we were. Thomas Dietrich, wow, he really fell off. He must have had himself a bad day. Steven Yeager, he's fallen into, looks to be, 5th place now. Yeah, Matteo Pavon taking over the lead. Nikolai Hojard. I actually remember both those guys' names today. That's crazy. Moving into 1st and 2nd, respectively. Got a couple of Americans in 3rd and 4th. Let's see, what are their names? Nate Lashley. Every time I see the name Lashley, I think of that old wrestler from like the mid-2000s, Bobby Lashley. Just fucking absolute unit of a dude. He was like a champion wrestler at Colorado State or Colorado University. Just a fucking unit of a dude, and he'd always, like, vertically jump, like, feet flat on the ground and jump up into the ring, and I just remember that always blew the fuck out of my mind. I was like, dude, this guy's gonna beat the fuck out of whoever he's about to fight, even though I knew it was fake. And then Jake Knapp is the number 4 golfer there over in the Farmers Insurance Open right now. So a couple of Americans making a couple pushes there. The Frenchman, Matteo Pavon, is at minus 13. Nikolai Hojard, I really need to look how to pronounce his name correctly. He is 12 strokes under. And then Steven Yeager, Knapp, and Lashley are all minus 11 under. Do we got some men's tennis action here? That is right. I do believe
Degenerate. I think he may have. I should have had that ready. I believe he went ahead and took the championship over there, the Australian Open. If he did, let me double check that. Oh, he won his first Grand Slam title. All right. Well, congratulations to him. I think that means he wins the tournament. I guess. I'm guessing an Australian Open is a Grand Slam title. I have no clue. I'm guessing that means he won it. So yeah, congratulations to that guy. Yeah. We're building golf. We're building tennis and golf for that matter. We're building knowledge over here. Very slowly. Okay, so jump into some of these wagers from yesterday. See what we had. Gosh, man, FanDuel logs you out so heckin' fast. I was literally signed in during the show, and it already has signed me out. Shout out Caesars. Shout out Caesars Sportbook for keeping me signed in for like 20, 30 minutes at a time. I bet I'm still signed in. Yeah. Shout out Caesars. Even though FanDuel does have better bets most of the time than Caesars. Okay, over on FanDuel, only had one wager last night. Oop, hold up. Breaking news. Dan's AI parlay for the day just dropped. Lamar Jackson anytime TD. Lamar Jackson plus 50 rush yards. McCaffrey anytime TD. And McCaffrey 25 plus receiving yards. Pardon me while I go and cash that real, or go and drop, place that in real fast before the odds go crazy. Alrighty, so let's get that Lamar anytime TD and rush yards real quick. Over here on Caesar Sportbook. Shout out Caesar Sportbook if you want to sponsor the show, maybe. Okay, anytime touchdown. Y'all do got to work on this setup, though. The Caesars, I'm not going to lie. Like, shout out Caesars, but y'all got to work on this a little bit. All right, so we got the anytime touchdown locked in. Let's go find these rushing yards. Gosh darn. Here we go. Okay. Alt rushing yards. Over 50, right? That's what we wanted? Yes. Okay. Now let's go over to McCaffrey anytime. Touchdy. I was going to say touchdown, and then I tried to switch it into Tutty. And all right. Let's just forget that happened right there. Anytime Tutty for Christian McCaffrey. Am I right? Player to score a touchdown, minus 500 for McCaffrey over there on Caesars, by the way, for an anytime touchdown for McCaffrey, if you were wondering. And alt receiving yards. Probably going to be scrolling for a second. There's a lot of options today, and I guess that's fair. Probably a lot of people that want to bet on only two games, it makes sense they would have a lot here. Okay, alt receiving yards. There's McCaffrey. Over 25, minus 410. So all four of those together, I got it plus 373. I'm going to go ahead and make that a five-unit wager over there on Caesars. And it is in. Alrighty. Okay, so diving back into yesterday's bets. Pardon that for a minute. Yeah, hope you guys tail. I think that's a good wager right there. And I trust Dan about 50-50 with him so far, but I joined late, and the books are clearly watching the dude. His last two bank builders of the night, as soon as he drops it, it's about an hour later, that player that the prop is on, first it was Zion, then it was LaMelo, gets labeled as questionable, and then ultimately out. So hopefully that doesn't happen today on the bank builder, but yeah, hopefully this football parlay cash. He cashed a couple of plus money football parlays last week through his algorithm. So hoping to tail that this week. Anyways, for yesterday, over on FanDuel, only one wager. Did 2.5 units on a, yeah, that's what it would be. 2.25 units over on FanDuel. It's De'Aaron Fox plus 4 assists, Milwaukee Bucks money line, and under 209 points in the Clippers Celtics game. I made that live. I hadn't made anything at all over there, and I wanted to get something in for the day, so I had something to report. And the De'Aaron Fox line hit, Bucks money line hit. The only problem there was, you know, I hit that under with the Celtics because they were at like 55 points going into the fourth quarter. And then, of course, they score 40 points in the fourth. Like, they find their stride then, of course. It's just, I've said it before, and I'm probably going to say it a lot going into the future. I just really need to officially learn my lesson betting on Boston sports and just the teams I like and despise. I just need to really not bet on them. Which is why I will say today I am not betting on the Chiefs or against the Chiefs. I took those player props with the AI. I feel like those are givens. I don't feel like that's betting against the Chiefs. I feel like those were bound to happen either way. So I'm not betting against you, Chiefs. I'm not betting against you. Please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. All right, for my personal parlay over here on FanDuel, I went ahead and said I went full send and did a full unit wager on it, a plus 9,595 parlay Detroit money line, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, and Christian McCaffrey anytime touchdown scores. You might have heard me talking about it a little bit on the championship preview with Brady and Reed. I just don't have a ton of confidence in San Francisco's defense. I think they get exposed here. I think Detroit makes their Super Bowl, their first Super Bowl, and I don't even know how many years it would be. And, of course, you know, I think McCaffrey, you hear me knocking on the wood in the background. McCaffrey gets his anytime touchdown there. So $1 bet right there will cash out at $96.95. So let's go. Go Detroit. Go Detroit. Go my guy Caffrey. I'm not cheering against him. Never cheering against McCaffrey. But what is this right here? Why is this throwing it into... I get a bonus bet? Oh, sweet. Oh, okay. I just opened up Caesars to do that, and I guess I get a bonus bet or something. I don't know what for, but... All right, cool. And it... Is it only available on this? On alt receiving yards? Add your bet to... No, I'm good on that. Free bet at McCaffrey plus 50 receiving yards? Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah. Oh, hold up. No, I don't want to put money on that. What's going on here? Shout out Caesars for real, but bro, we got to work on this. I guess what we're doing. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I guess we're just... I didn't know we were doing that, but I guess we're making a free shout out Caesars bonus bet, $2 bonus bet to on McCaffrey 50 plus alt receiving yards. All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm down with that. I am down with that. Okay, but anyways, let's get into the settled bets from last night. From yesterday, I should say. It wasn't all just last night. We had a pretty decent slate of NBA games over there that went throughout the whole day. In one of the early games, the Shit Bowl, I did have over 28 PRA for Jalen Durant, and he hit that, so that was a good way to start the day. As I mentioned, I did have the LaMelo Ball over 7.5 assists. I don't think I had the wager. I said the wager, but I mentioned that he was out, and that was via the Dan's AI. I try to keep most of the AI picks. I try to keep it mostly just the AI picks over here, or just the AI picks, I guess, minus that bonus bet. But what can you do there? You're not going to say no to the bonus bet. And, of course, LaMelo didn't play, so we got our money back there. And then the parlay would have cashed, which would have been nice, even though he hadn't played since it was void, it would have cashed if Steph Curry grabs another board in that shootout there. I had him at over 3.5. And he only hit the three, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. I didn't type his notes up in here, I guess, which is crazy. Maybe I subconsciously did that because I was mad at him for not letting me cash right there. But anyways, over there, over on Caesars, shout out Caesars, sponsor the show. Oh gosh, stop it, Zach. I got two open right now on top of the on top of the bonus bet that y'all just heard me make. Why did that do that? Oh, don't tell me it did that. Oh, no. Yo, never mind. Not shout out Caesars. Yeah, this app fucking sucks. It cached it as two different parlays. Wait, hold up. What? Oh, okay. No. Never mind. I'm editing that part out. No, I'm not. But never mind. Shout out Caesars. I love you guys. I was wrong. It listed. The way it has it here, I thought it was two different same game parlays, and that was the way it made the bet. But it is all one wager. Okay. It is all one parlay, as it should be. Okay, so that is just, I guess I just do have the two live bets you may heard me make over here. So that is all my wagers for the day. You guys, let's enjoy this second to last day of football. We got this, and then we got the fucking Pro Bowl. That doesn't count though. And then we got the Super Bowl. And that's, we all know that's a whole different breed of a kind of football Sunday. That's not like your standard football. This is the last football Sunday of like normal-ish football Sundays. Enjoy it. If you can, sit on your couch, just watch the game. If you got some bros, you guys want to go out to a bar, watch the game, have some beers, do that. Enjoy it. Do what you do on football Sundays. Do what you do on football Sundays. Advice to live by. Anyways, that's all we got for the day. You guys, let's enjoy this Sunday. Let's cash these bets and let's keep it about ball.
Thank you for listening to Keep It About Ball. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter and subscribe to us on YouTube @ZBR Sports. And as always, thank you for listening and for your support.